Number one, do you have a calculator that you could lend me for a few days? I just have no idea where mine is.
Well, yes, I have one, but actually my sister is using it now.
Question, what do we learn from this conversation? Number two, I can't seem to wake up in the morning without coffee at breakfast.
You know, I'm just like you, except that I prefer tea. Question, what does the man mean?
Number three, if the weather doesn't get any better, we may have to cancel our plans for this afternoon's picnic.
Don't give up yet. The forecast says the clouds should clear up by mid-morning.
Question, what are they going to do? Number four, my hand still hurts from falling on the ice yesterday. I wonder if I broke something.
I'm no doctor, but it's not black or blue or anything. Maybe you just need to rest it for a few days. Question, what do we know about the woman?
Number five, how many students took part in the Band 4 exam last time?
Well, let me see. 400 had registered, but not all students showed up. I think there were 180 from grade 1 and 178 from grade 2.
Question, how many students took part in the Band 4 exam last time?
Number 6. Last week, I went to New York on business. Guess who I met? It was Robert Williams. Do you still remember him?
Yes. It's amazing. We haven't seen each other since our graduation. Question, who is Robert Williams?
Number 7. I'm going to ask my neighbors to turn the music down. I can't concentrate on my paper.
Do you really think it makes any difference to them? Question, what does the woman imply? Number 8. Mr. Taylor must have been joking when he said that he was going to quit his job.
Don't be too sure. He told me that he was trying to sell his house. Question, what conclusion does the man want us to make?
Number 9. I'm worried about my jewelry business. I really thought I'd do better.
At least you broke even. That's better than most people do in their first year.
Question, what can be inferred from a conversation? Number 10. I love sailing on the lake. It's so refreshing to feel the wind in my hair and the water on my face.
I guess I would feel the same way if I could swim. Question, what do we know about the man?
Passage 1. In the United States, it is not customary to telephone someone very early in the morning. If you telephone him early in the day, while he is shaving or having breakfast, it shows that the matter is very important and requires immediate attention. The same meaning is attached to telephone calls made after 11 p.m. If someone receives a call during sleeping hours, he assumes it's a matter of life and death. The time chosen for the call indicates its importance. In social life, time plays a very important part. In the United States, guests tend to feel they are not highly regarded if the invitation to a dinner party is extended only 3 or 4 days before the party date. But it is not true in all countries. In other areas of the world, it may be considered foolish to make an appointment too far in advance because plans which are made for a date more than a week away tend to be forgotten. The meaning of time differs in different parts of the world. Thus, misunderstandings can arise between people from cultures that treat time differently. Promptness is highly valued in American life, for example. If people are not prompt, they may be regarded as impolite or not truly responsible. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 11. What would it mean if you phoned someone deep in the night? Number 12. In what aspect of life does time play an important role according to the passage? Number 13. Why can misunderstandings arise between people from different cultures according to the passage?
Passage 2. The oldest stone buildings in the world are pyramids. They have stood for nearly 5,000 years, and it seems likely that they will continue to stand for thousands of years yet. There are over 80 of them scattered along the banks of the Nile, some of which are different in shape from the true pyramids. The most famous of these are the Step Pyramid and the Bent Pyramid. Some of the pyramids still look much as they must have done when they were built thousands of years ago. Most of the damage suffered by the others has been at the hands of men who were looking for treasure, or, more often, the stone to use in modern buildings. The dry climate of Egypt has helped to preserve the pyramids, and their very shape has made them less likely to fall into ruin. These are good reasons why they can still be seen today, but perhaps the most important is that they were planned to last forever. It is practically certain that plans were made for the buildings of the pyramids because the plans of other large works have fortunately been preserved. However, there are no writings or pictures to show us how the Egyptians planned or built the pyramids themselves. Consequently, we are only able to guess at the methods used. Nevertheless, by examining the actual pyramids and various tools which have been found, archaeologists have formed a fairly clear picture of them. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. 14. Why do some pyramids remain well preserved? 15. What has caused the most damage to the pyramids? 16. Why do we have a clear picture of how pyramids were built?
Passage 3. Many primitive people believed that by eating an animal, they could get some of the good qualities of that animal for themselves. They thought, for example, that eating deer would make them run as fast as the deer. Some primitive tribes believed that eating enemies that had shown bravery in battle would make them brave. Man-eating may have started because people were eager to become as strong and brave as their enemies. Among civilized people, it was once thought that ginger root, by some magical power, could improve the memory. Eggs were thought to make the voice pretty. Tomatoes were also believed to have magical powers. They were called love apples and were supposed to make people who ate them fall in love. Later, another wrong idea about tomatoes grew up, the idea that they were poisonous. How surprised the people who thought tomatoes poisonous would be if they could know that millions of pounds of tomatoes were supplied to soldiers overseas during World War II. Even today, there are a great many wrong ideas about food. Some of them are very widespread. Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 17. What does the passage seem to be talking about? Number 18. Why did some primitive tribes eat enemies according to the passage? Number 19. What was once thought to have magical power to improve memory? Number 20. What will the speaker probably talk about next?